Our 2019 calendars got delivered this week. I mentioned last week there was a delay in getting them that was my fault, and I really didn't have, I didn't understand the explanation on why it was delayed. I just knew it was my fault because I threw away something thinking that, okay, this is, we have six edits that we still need to make before we go to final print. We're going to throw these prints away so the bad prints don't go to press, but apparently we still needed those. Sheldon, what did I throw away?
Well, you threw away the hard copy proof, which is what we use to match the color so that we're consistent in printing the calendars so that every page matches what you have okayed. That was the main thing that got thrown away, and that, of course, delayed us a few days, taking us into the new year.
Because then that had to get reprinted, and then you got to get back in line for the printing press behind whoever came in behind you last time. So it kind of snowballed and pushed it all a few weeks.
Yes, unfortunately, with technology comes also glitches that can happen as we produce things. And to make sure that those glitches don't happen, we have to reproof when we don't have the original to begin with. So that delayed us. But all in all, they sure came out great, and everybody should be excited to see them.
The paper seems different and nicer and a crisper color than last year.
Yes, we went to a brighter sheet and to a little bit thicker sheet this year, and it should be a fantastic item. We also perforated the coupons so that the customer can end up using the coupons a lot easier than they have in the past.
And you know, we didn't even put coupons in last year. We did all Rosie on the House history. We had designed it with that concept, but we thought, you know, this is our first one. We're going to hog it. So it was all Rosie on the House trivia and this day in history. But this year, on the bottom of each calendar, we did work with our partners for running through the top of my head. Off the top of my head, you would think I'd have a calendar right here in my hand, but I don't. We've got B&B Blinds has a promotion in there. Around the rain seasons, the roofers have content. The realtor in Tucson. All kinds of different, just, you know, things that we spend money on day in and day out.
Right. And so that makes it really nice so that not only do the partners see the benefit of the calendar, but yet the end user will be able to use the coupons to be able to contact the partners and be able to get a bigger bang for the buck.
So, well, we appreciate you getting those off the press and delivered this week. The mailers. If you haven't got it yet, it should be the next day or two. Those got dropped in the mail this week.
And yes.
That's all done through the Postal Service. Direct mail and printing is something I've learned just enough to realize I don't know anything about it.
That's okay. I've been doing it for 40 years, and I'm still learning. So,
Sheldon Waite, well, thank you for helping us understand the delay. And I apologize. It was my fault. I thought we're getting revisions, so I'll throw these out so we don't misprint the wrong thing.
Well, I'll have to make sure I get a copy of that because I don't very often get a customer telling me that that it's their fault. So that's a pretty good deal. Thank you. Appreciate all the business, Romy.
Gary just walked a calendar in to me, and additional things in April. You'll hear us, if you've heard this broadcast, we talk heavy about Bonide. They've got three different great promotions there for Captain Jack's coming up in the prime planting season. Blue Sky Pest Control has some offerings for the first services. So, well, an additional feature that enhances the 2019 calendar. And what the calendar is designed to do is exactly this. If you look at January, it says January 12th, steam, clean, tile, and carpet. And to talk about that, we've got Jason from First Class Green Cleaning to talk about the proper procedure for really deep cleaning your floors. They are the most abused part in a lot of our homes, especially when we have a lot of kids and a lot of pets in the home. The floor, the floor, the floor. How do we properly clean and maintain? Let's start with the obvious, Jason, carpet.
Yeah, carpet. The big thing with carpet is vacuuming. I mean, out here in Arizona, we got all that Arizona dust and all that dirt, and, you know, people don't vacuum enough. You know, you need to do it up to two times a week if you can to really help save the carpet.
Oh, yeah. Let me get right on that. Two times a week.
I know a lot of people, they're like, oh, we get it done once every 2 weeks when the maids are here. And the problem is it's, you know, it's kind of like if you let your, you know, this, if you just, you know, leave all the stuff and you think about how much dirt gets on everything, the carpet, the problem with the carpet is it gets all scratched up by that dirt. So if you don't vacuum it, you're going to wind up with, you know, carpet that's, you know, it's not even, necessarily cleanable.
What do you think about these smart vacuums like the Roomba that just go on and do it for you?
You know, my only concern with those is I'm not sure how big of a recovery they have, you know? How much can they actually pull up before they're full?
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you check them to make sure that, you know, are they full and are they just, you know, moving dirt around now? They're not actually picking anything up.
Okay. So for our carpets, the frequency of how often they're vacuumed, do you have a preferred vacuum cleaner? I mean, is there something I'm looking for when I'm shopping for vacuums that has a certain suction per square inch and particle pickup?
You know, the best vacuum cleaner is the vacuum cleaner you'll use. You know, that's a big thing. I've had a lot of customers say, well, Rainbows are the best vacuums around. But, you know, sometimes it can be such a hassle to set up because they don't run with a filter. They use the water as a filter, so it takes so much time to set them up that you're lucky if you use them once every week. You know, it's that. So, I mean, if you have a vacuum cleaner that's an upright, it's got a bag, and, you know, yeah, a bag is going to be a little bit more, you know, you're throwing things away. But if you use it, it's going to be better for the carpet. Now, if you can get a canister vacuum that you're willing to clean out, then that's even better. But, you know, if it sits in your closet, it's not doing you any good. So if you get one that's really amazing, it's the best vacuum on earth, but it weighs 30 pounds and you can't move the thing.
I like that answer. The best vacuum's the one you'll use. All right, Tile.
Can I ask you a quick question before you move on? Jason, what do you think about the HEPA filters? Are they important?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, HEPA filters are super important because what they do is they keep the – you got to think, when the vacuum cleaner is vacuuming, if you got a beater bar on the bottom, it's beating the carpet to cause all the dirt to move off the carpet fibers. And the suction is pulling all that dirt into the vacuum cleaner, but you only get suction by, you know, equal and opposite reactions, all that. You know, it's got to blow out somewhere to suck in. And if you don't have a HEPA filter over where it's blowing out, then there's going to be little particulates that are flying through the filter, and it's getting back on the carpet. So if you have a good HEPA filter on the exhaust port, then you're going to be fine.
And how often are we cleaning those filters?
You know, if you got to read what the, you know, the vacuum cleaner manufacturer recommends, because some are bigger than others, some are made to go longer, and some are smaller, and you have to clean them a whole lot more frequently, or even some, I believe, some have to be replaced. They don't even clean necessarily.
I don't want to admit this, but what the hey. Okay, so I have a vacuum cleaner I like. I have a Dyson, and I got to tell you, it picks up a lot of dirt off the carpet. But and I have an open canister. I clean it out and whatnot. But what I notice is a lot of dirt gets caked in inside the vacuum cleaner. So it's really hard to clean unless you use a hose. But there are times when I'm, kind of in a bind, so I can't go outside and, you know, hose it on the inside. So I figure I'll bring it with me when I take a shower. So. I'll take a shower and clean out the vacuum. Hey, two jobs in one. It's all said and done.
Hey, yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that, I don't think. The only thing is you got to make sure that thing's dry before you use it again. Otherwise, you just get more caked on dirt.
It takes about a half a day or a full day. Or I'll take a blow dryer and just kind of speed it up a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll do it.
So then moving from...
Dysons are great vacuums.
Moving from carpet to tile. Tile's a big part of our floors here in Arizona. The grout's the biggest thing we've got to maintain the integrity of.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that?
The grout. Well, the thing is you got to remember, if you got ceramic tile or porcelain tile, the face of the tile's baked in or it's, you know, it's not absorbent. So it can't absorb any of the greases and oils. So what happens is people think that mopping their floors is the best way to take care of their floors. And the problem is if you're using some kind of cleaning agent, like a Pine Sol or a Mr. Clean or some of those other things, they'll do a great job of cleaning the dirt off of the surface. But then if you're just using a mop and bucket, it's all falling into the grout joints. And the grout joints are usually Portland cement, and that's real absorbent. And it's just absorbing all that dirty, nasty water. So every time you mop your floor, it's just getting worse and worse. So it's best to, first of all, make sure you sweep the floor really well to get all the Arizona dry stuff off before you start adding water. And then I usually like using soap. I like using the little steam mops, like the uprights with the little pad on the bottom. Those are the best because they have some form of recovery, the little pad on the bottom, and the steam is going through, it's chemical free. So it's not leaving a soapy residue on your floor.
And making sure once we have a good clean, we get a good seal on there, because the seal will help cover up the porousness of it, so it's easier to get a good deep clean.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. As far as the grout drain goes, yeah, you seal the grout, though. You don't seal the tile. I've seen people trying to mop sealer on the tile. It's like, that's a waste of product. Just put it on the grout drain. It's not natural stone. The whole thing's absorbent natural stone. That's different.
And when we do that and we keep all that stuff from falling in that grout, the grout lasts longer, so we get a longer life out of the floor. The porcelain finish on the tiles lasts a lot longer than the grout we use to,
oh, for sure,
for lack of better word, glue them together.
Yeah, and I'm also looking at the looks pretty point, too, because that's my business. It's got to look pretty. And so the grout, if it's supposed to be a tan color and it's a dark color because they've been mopping the floors with, you know, soap and all that soap's getting to the grout joints, we can clean it back to that tan color. But it's just a matter of, if you use a steam mop, then you can go, you know, 7 years before the floor grout starts showing any kind of soiling. Whereas if you're mopping frequently with the wrong stuff, in 6 months to a year, it looks black grout again. Looks like it's dirty again, and I got to clean it for you.
And then wood floors, is there a big difference between how we clean a natural hardwood and, say, a laminate wood floor finish?
You know, you just want to be careful with not messing with the coating that's got on top. So I know a lot of the wood floor manufacturers are pushing that. I've heard that Bonus stuff is pretty good for wood floor. I'm just, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the Bonus stuff for tile. I've seen that leave a lot of residue, but I've had, you know, people that are much more knowledgeable than me in the, you know, dealing with wood, that Bone is the way to go for, you know, just regular mopping. The big thing is, again, if you have a microfiber mop head, if it starts to look even a little dingy, you need to put a new one on. Otherwise, you're spreading mud around and you're just causing more issue.
Jason, a first-class green cleaning. You can find him at rosieonthehouse.com. I know you're on site right now at a customer's home, but if somebody needed to book a professional, they would do that by?
They can give us a call at the office, you know, at 602-996-6993, or they can shoot us an email. We got info@fcgcaz.com, and we'll get them booked up.
Jason, thanks for your time this Saturday morning, and I'll let you get back to your business.
Yep, no problem. Great to hear from you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And we got an email just now from Amy. Said, we just heard the explanation on why there was a delay in the calendar. I don't care. Can I still get one? Well, yes, you can. Absolutely. We were actually mailing out 2018 calendars through November because when we were delivering 19, said, oh, good, they're 19. When you came by in September, you gave us 18. I'm like, well, there was still September, October, November, December, and every single week we cover something different. So we still had 3 months of content to knock out 2018. But with 2019, we will mail these all year long, and we're working on 2020 right now. So just send us an email with the address you would like them mailed to. We'll add you to the mailing list. We're not going to send you anything else but our calendar once a year. Until you ask to be taken off that mailing list, and it will just continue, you know, about the year 5 or 6, we'll start doing a lot of repeat of the stuff. And some of the regular things like air filters, that will be a little bit more frequent on our reminders. But what this ties into is our digital home maintenance app. If you want to take it to the next level, you can schedule this in your home maintenance app. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. And it'll take you to the next level where you can now do this digitally, and it'll send you reminders to your phone that this has to get done. You can assign it to different people in the house. If you've got multiple people living there, you can break up the chores and the to-dos. You can put in there reminders of materials that you might need for it. Or if you're in Casa Grande, you can stop by the Rosie on the House exhibit at the Casa Grande Home Show. Susan and Lance have a stack of calendars there. You can pick one up there. And all of our partners that are exhibiting at the Maricopa County Home Show that's going down at the fairgrounds have a stack of calendars. So you can pick one up from there if you plan on attending either one of those events.